Hello, Ian Walker here with the JJJ News.
To JJJ FM 105.7, part of the great hyperglobal network. I'm John Laws, and you'll be hearing me throughout the show in our local broadcast segments. We'll have part one of our Jetsons episode in a moment. To take you there, here's Jeb Loy and the Oil Wells.
Because we gave you Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Superman and Spider-Man and Charlie's Angels and Lieutenant Kojak and the Lone Ranger and his token engine Tonto. Hell, look at the things that made America a great nation. These are the things that gave us our inspiration and made us a great nation. We gave you Captain Kirk and the Starship Enterprise and Sammy Davis Jr. and Marie Osmond, Doris Day and Coca. Elvis Presley skyscrapers, rock and roll, and we put the first goddamn man on the goddamn moon. Hell, just look at the things that made America a great nation. These are the things that gave us our inspiration and made us a great nation. Hell, there's Jack Nicholas and Wolfman Jack and John Travolta who taught you all the goddamn dance so good and chewing gum and polyester. Every form of goddamn music, Neil Diamond and Ronald Reagan. Hell, even our black people are great people. That's because they're American people. They're great American black people. I'm gonna give you some more goddamn good reasons why we're a great country. An American army, it's a great army, it's a great American army that carries the prettiest goddamn flag in the goddamn world, oh glory, and we gave you a great American, we gave you Oppenheimer, and he gave you a bomb, and it was a great American bomb, it was a goddamn atom bomb, and we even tested the goddamn thing for you, extensively, extensively, using great American planes, great American pilots, and the great American people who finance a goddamn thing, and if they did it once, shit, they can do it again. We got a great American in the White House. We got a great American workforce, and together we can do it again. Better than before, nothing stands in our goddamn way. The great American goddamn way, and we're gonna get the bigger bombs, better American bombs, laser beams, great American goddamn laser beams, and America ain't gonna let you down. We ain't gonna stop, we're gonna get all blown to shit the American way. Our president's gonna spend all the money on goddamn Wall Street, and we're all gonna get blown to shit. You better believe me, I know, you're all gonna get blown to fuck.
city of Futura, at the ultra-modern Spaceways Apartments, the Jetson family, Jane Jetson, her teenage daughter, Judy, her small son, Elroy, and the family pooch, Astro, are waiting for the head of the family, George Jetson, to return from a hard day's work pushing buttons at the Space Lease Rocket Factory.
Mom, Judy, look, here comes Pop now. Good old Pop. He's always in such a hurry to get home to his dear little family that he breaks the sound barrier.
Yes, but I wish he'd stop making those sonic booms. It breaks every window in the house.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Judy. Hi, Elroy. Hi, Astro.
Elroy.
Sound boy. Down. Down, Astro. Down, I say. Sound boy. Down. Down, Astro.
Elroy.
Jane.
Oh, George.
Sound boy. Down. Down, Astro. Down, I say. Jane. Jane. Get this.
Oh, George.
Jane. Get this monster off of me.
Oh, George. Astro was only trying to be friendly.
But a dog that big could friendly a guy into the hospital.
Hey, Pop. Did you hear the big news?
Yes, Elroy. The Dodgers finally won a game.
No, I mean about the moon.
The moon? What about the moon?
They said on TV that some lucky family was going to win a trip to the moon. Free!
Isn't that wonderful, George? An all-expense-paid free trip to the moon.
But why? What for? Who needs a trip to the moon? I haven't even seen Niagara Falls yet. I believe in seeing America first.
I'll turn on the TV to the Government Information Channel and see if they're ready to announce the lucky winner.
And now, ladies and gentlemen of America, it's time for the big announcement you've all been waiting for. As you know, if you watch our daily program, Information USA, the government has decided to sponsor a free trip to the moon. The purpose of this moon trip is to find out if an average, ordinary, typical American family like yours can live on the moon. To date, only highly trained astronauts have dared venture to the moon. But sooner or later, we must find out if an average family can survive on the moon. As you know, we've asked all volunteers to send in their names, the number, and their family, the kind of house they live in, and other information. We received thousands of volunteers, but the family chosen will be America's most typical family. And now, for the exciting announcement. We are taking all the information sent to us, feeding it into our electronic brain, and when I press this switch, the computer will come up with the name of the winning family. Stand by.
T-Pop, isn't this crazy?
You don't know how crazy it is, Elroy. Anybody that would take that trip to the moon has got to be crazy.
Shh. Look. There goes the electronic computer. Pop, he's got the winner in his hand. I wonder who it'll be.
Well, it can't be me, because I didn't enter.
In
America.
1 minute 35.
Bad RPG.
They believe that the only answer to Christianity is to bomb the churches and execute Christians.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Ronald Reagan, you can see and understand the America of dirty streets
and poor people. The problem isn't being poor. The problem is that.
Can only be fulfilled if we in this nation are first, and therefore we intend to be first.
Hope our guys are still there. Battlefield. It's a real war, kid.
Asheville, USA, by a couple of people called Blatt. If you'd like to hear more of the sound of Blatt, their contact is Post Office Box E253, St. James 2000. That's E253, St. James 2000. It's 18 minutes past 6, almost time to cross to the Star Spangled Breakfast Program, being broadcast to us live from World Programming Headquarters in Fort Worth. I'm Alan Jones, and I'll be back with the Sydney What's On at 6:30.
To the Star Spangled Breakfast Program. Broadcast live around the globe from the World Programming Headquarters in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas.
It's a beautiful morning.
It certainly is, Kerry. We've got an action-packed program for you as usual, but today is really, really special.
It certainly is. It's the 4th of July, and you know what that means.
I know what that means. People all over the world are celebrating American Independence Day.
It's that day when we celebrate our great land, our great achievements, and our proud and glorious history.
But not only that, today's the day when all people in the free world say, thank you, America, for all you've given us.
So today, a tribute to this great democracy.
And what a better place to start than the engine room of the American dream, Hollywood, where World Programming Headquarters Control, our man, Andy Bland, is coming in via satellite.
Good morning, Andy. Can you hear us?
Sure can, Kerry Jean. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to you and Jamie Lee. This is Andy Bland for the Hyperglobal Star Spangled Breakfast Show here in Los Angeles, California, where it's 1:10 on American Independence Day. I'm at the Hamburger Hamlet on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, and of course the big entertainment news this week is Marlon Brando's new film, The Last Stand. And we're fortunate enough to have obtained an exclusive interview with Marlon Brando, and I have him here now. Marlon, how are you finding the 4th of July?
Tom left of June.
Well, your new film, The Last Stand, is seen by some people as being a metaphor for the decline of the American dream. Would you agree?
Yes.
So you think that America has lost the economic initiative to the Japanese and has been humiliated by the Iranians?
No. It's all about burgers, man. Burgers.
Hamburgers?
No, buffalo burgers. You know, they're like that. The buffalo and the hamburger is the cornerstone of the American ethos.
Well, you've been renowned for donating some of your money from your films to charity. Will this be the case with The Last Stand?
We're going to start a chain of buffalo burger stands. We're going to call McMarlin's. Yeah, we're going to sell Stella burgers, Beluga burgers.
What's in a Stella burger?
Well, you just take it, you slap it around a little, and you throw it on the grill, you know?
Well, despite donating some of the proceeds to charity, Marlon, you're being paid $250 million for a four-minute appearance in this film. Don't you think that's a bit excessive?
Well, I gotta eat.
And speaking of eating, you've got a bit of a weight problem. You've been to a health farm in Queensland, Australia, every year for the last 5 years. You've had two stomach stapling operations, and to me, you still look as though you're as fat as two sides of beef strung together.
Andy, will you pass the ketchup?
Now, speaking of you being in Queensland, Marlon, there's been an inquiry going on in Queensland where a very fat, prominent Queensland politician has been seen or said to have had a double been seen going into brothels and gambling casinos. Are you the double of that fat Queensland politician?
Sometimes I do a little spum work.
Well, you seem to be getting a bit of a lisp there, Marlon, but you've been an inspiration. You've been an idol to actors and audiences throughout the world for many years, and one of your contemporaries, James Dean, has been dead for over 30 years now. What are your reminiscences on Jimmy Dean?
Oh, that kid, he was a snub-nosed little kid. He was a lousy driver.
Well, thanks a lot. That's Marlon Brando on the Star Spangled Breakfast Show. This is Andy Bland, and I'll be back with later reports throughout the program, and I'm signing off from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California.
Well, thank you, Andy. It's really great to hear that Marlon Brando is still in there with the Hamburger King.
And we'll be hearing more from Andy in the next hour of the SSBP.
And you're still on that SSVP, and here we've got Maxwell Hudson and Dr. William McCoy in the studio with us this morning.
Good morning, Max. Good morning, Bill.
Hi.
How you doing, bro?
Not bad, Bill. Yes, it's Dependence Day, and I'm Australia's correspondent, tracing my history back to Ned and the boys. They too were dependent on money and all they could get.
Thank you very much. We'll be hearing later on from Maxwell Hudson as our Australian correspondent and Dr. William McCoy as our resident psychiatrist and psychoanalyst on the Star Spangled Breakfast Show.
One at a time on the inside. Got just a few seconds left. Just a few seconds left. Strange people. People born just a little different than you and I. Are you ready?
It started up last night. I'd taken the kids to the carnival, and we all got back around 9. Now, I wanted to water the lawn before I went to bed, but Artie Davis had borrowed the sprinkler. So I went across the street to get it back from him, and I saw the light was on in his garage. Inside were Artie and his wife, June, Sam Lawson, and Reverend James. They were talking about the new people in the neighborhood, and they were pretty worked up.
The people in this town just don't want them here. They want them out, and from the word that's around, they'll do about anything to get them out.
Everyone was upset. They had been since these people moved in 2 weeks ago. Sam Lawson said there was no reason we had to put up with this. He said these people are freaks. He called them garbage.
They're garbage.
They're just garbage, he said.
They're just garbage. And there's no reason that garbage like that has got to intimidate decent people because they think they're defenseless.
And even Reverend James didn't have a kind word to say about these new people.
Ignorant, repulsive, and evil.
We just don't want them here. And that's what it's all about. Get them out of here. They don't belong here, and we don't want them here.
Strange people. People born just a little bit different than you and I. People born not as others.
Well, this afternoon, things hadn't calmed down too much. The whole neighborhood was on edge about these new people. Artie Davis said they didn't scare him, but they scared his wife.
They don't frighten me, but they do her.
Artie said his wife, June, had a dream about these freaks last night, and he wasn't going to stand for it. In June's dream, one of these freaks tried to make June look into his eyes.
Get me to look in his eyes, and I wouldn't do it because his eyes were real.
But June wouldn't do it because the whites in his eyes were real big.
And They were shiny, like.
And they were shiny, like the devils or something.
It's real strange, and she's unusual, because I'll tell you what, you look into her eyes and you know you can see the devil.
Early this evening, the four of us gathered at my place to decide what to do. June stayed home because Artie said she was frightened. All day long, Artie and Sam had patrolled outside the house the freaks moved into, and the freaks never came out. They just stayed inside, which was strange in itself. Reverend James arrived around 8 o'clock. He was still upset about the situation.
It's disgusting.
But he had an idea.
I would give them each a baseball bat and dare one of these freaks to stick his head over the edge of the sidewalk.
Well, that didn't sound too bad, but the rest of us couldn't figure out where we could come up with 100 men.
Man, listen, I know at least 500 men who would be only too happy to serve. Happen to be all Christians in my church that I had in mind.
Still, we wondered if 500 men were really necessary.
Then make it 25. Make it 10 men. Make it 5
men. So we talked it over and decided that just the four of us could take care of things by ourselves. On our way, we stopped by and told June what we were going to do.
I feel like I'm sitting on pins and needles, just waiting.
Then we checked to see that we had everything we needed.
All we need is some good old-fashioned guts and morals.
And so, at 10 o'clock, we marched on over to the freak's house.
One at a time on the inside. Got just a few seconds left. Just a few seconds left. Strange people. People born just a little different than you and I. Are you ready?
We were ready for anything.
We're gonna get ready, we're gonna get set. All right, look. Look through the doorway.
From our position in their front yard, we could see them moving around inside their house. We tried everything we could think of. I think they knew we weren't kidding around this time, but they wouldn't come outside. Sam thought maybe we should try setting fire to the place or something, but Reverend James pointed out that that would be destruction of property. So we waited. But by 12 o'clock, it started to get cold, and we were hungry, so we came on home. But tomorrow night, we're going back. June says she'll pack some food for us to take along. Sam's bringing his portable TV set and some blankets. Reverend James is bringing the baseball bats again, and I'm bringing the beer.
Coming up to 1:30 the hour on this special American Independence Day edition of the Star Spangled Breakfast Show, brought to you live from World Programming Headquarters here in Fatsworth, Texas.
Now it's time to find out what's happening in your world today.
And it's time for the What's On. What's happening, Joanne?
Well, Craig, there's quite a lot happening tonight, but I tell you what, I went and had a McDonald's today, being American Independence Day and all.
Oh, American Dependence.
Well, Dependence Day. Get it right, baby. Get it right.
Hey, we're coming through from New York. Well, I must admit, I'm fairly dependent on those cheeseburgers. Got a bit of a craving after the film.
Well, what's going on around town?
At the Club New Orleans in the Cross, Margaret Britt and her friends are playing from 10 till 2, and Mark Collins' bands are at the All Nations Club in the Cross. From about 9:30 for $5. The Neighbourhood Unit are at the Cardoma Cafe from 11 for $4, and 104 Degrees and Rising are at the site, the Piccadilly Hotel, from 10 till 12 for $6. And that's, of course, with Mad Maynard. That apparently is also a fairly funny night centred around American Independence Day.
Really?
Celebrations, yes.
Oh, at least somebody else.
In the same vein as us.
At least somebody else is getting into the swing of things.
That's right. It's very 70s, I believe, so do go along with your flares. Paris Green are at the Sandringham Hotel in Newtown from about 8:30, and that, of course, is for free. And at the Harborside Brasserie down in Pier 1, Andy Atwill's Big Band. There's an Aboriginal sculpture show at the Kui Emporium in Oxford Street, Paddington, which opens tonight from 6 p.m. and there are items for sale, but do pop along any time till the 28th of July. Waster at the Lansdowne Hotel on Broadway from 8 o'clock. Comics in the Park, of course, are at Harold Park Hotel tonight from 8 for $5, and always a good night of value there. The Rock and Roll Workshop is again happening at Max's Petersham Inn, so if you feel like a bit of a, what do you say when you have a practice?
Bit of a jam.
Bit of a jam, that's the word, yeah. Have a bit of a jam. Go down to Max's Petersham Inn from 7. And how are we going for time, yes?
Yeah.
I should just keep talking. Walker, of course, the Alex Cox film, is opening tonight at the Valhalla Cinema in Glebe from 9:30, and that was the feature of the Sydney Film Festival. Time on Scream, The Aboriginal Festival at the Chevelle Cinema is again happening tonight, and there's a film starting at 8:15, How the West Was Lost. Very interesting documentary about 800 Aborigines going out on strike in Western Australia.
That Mate One at the Mandolin Cinema at 8:30 tonight, that's another good union movie too.
Now, have you seen that?
No, I just saw the shorts on Sunday.
And it did look appetising?
It looked very, very appetising. Maybe not that commercial, but appetising.
Now, look, there's a special treat at the Powerhouse Museum tomorrow night too, which I'd like to tell you about. It starts at 6 o'clock, and it's a lecture for by Ken Canning, who teaches at Tramby and is also an Aboriginal poet, historian and activist. So he's obviously a very, very busy man. And he's lecturing tomorrow on creativity and the urban Aborigine. And that will cost you $6 or $3 concession. I think that's about it.
Well,
really.
I can just hear us being called away to the other side of the world where something's happening.
Oh, New York's coming in.
Yes, listeners, you're on JJJ, part of the Hyperglobal Media Network. Now that you've heard the what's on, it's time for our compulsory public service announcement. Listen and obey.
We'll end this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your homes. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think, or depression may occur. Stay in your homes. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone who fails to display the required embossed black velvet Mexican painting of Alexander Haig on their living room wall will be shot. Cameras and surveillance equipment will be posted on all lampposts and streetlights. Anyone failing to attend required worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to a re-education resort. Stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Leave me alone to my dreadful devices. I don't need your technology. You just want my natural resources. And then you leave me poor and in misery. Third world blues is what I got. Trouble, yes, I've got a lot.
American Jack,
get it out of my bloodstream.
American Jack,
get it out of my system.
American Jack,
I can only take so much.
American Jack,
got to get back to who I am.
Oh, hi there, fella.
Oi!
Hey, what's your name?
Pedro.
Oh, Pedro.
No, Pedro.
Yes, Pedro.
No, Pedro. Pangalan ko na ngayon, babaguhin mo pa.
You call it your music, I call it pollution.
Your music I now see on my television.
American Top 40.
Why is it now I can only sing?
Oh, da, da, da.
English language that your people bring. Why is it now that they only play top 40 music in TV and radio?
American Jump,
get it out of my bloodstream.
American Jump,
get it out of my system.
American Jump,
I can only take so much.
American Jump,
got to give back to who I am. What I think I really am.
American Jump,
get it out of my bloodstream.
American Jump,
get it out of my system.
American Jump,
I can only take so much.
American Jump,
got to get back to who I am.
Ang hirap naman ang kantang yan. Hey Joe.
Yeah, why don't we go to the restaurant and order the hamburger?
Okay, let's go, but it's hamburger.
Pedro?
No, it's Pedro.
Okay, oh. We'll order French fries.
No, it's French fries, Pedro.
You're like, oh, apple pie.
No, it's apple pie, Pedro.
No, it's Pedro.
Oh, Pedro, yes. Yes.
Let's go to the restaurant right away.
Let's go,
Joe.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? The 4th of July, American Independence Day. Our culture, a few laughs, establishing trade and political links, and taking them to the world.
That's the American way, but now on the Star Spangled Breakfast program, it's time to cross live to the Craven Pops. They're stationed in the Howard Hughes room of the Dunes Casino, Las Vegas, Jamie.
Yeah, well, it must be pretty hot in that Howard Hughes room. We haven't heard from you guys in a long, long time. We hear where you've got a new manager, a new promoter, a new trailer home. So what's been cooking, baby? Have we got you there, Craven Fops? I thought we were going to talk to these guys. I mean, what's happened with this satellite link?
What's going to happen next? Certainly true in Triple J.
Oh, well, listen, is that the guy talking, or is he singing?
No.
You're not singing. Well, it's lovely to hear from you anyway. I think we'll just let them do what they're doing.
going to happen next?
You're still on the Star Spangled Breakfast Program, and that was a band somewhere lost in the Las Vegas Dunes Casino, and now we're going to the real band that's in the Howard Hughes room of the Dunes Casino, Craven Fops. They're going to perform for us live one of their great little numbers, Skylight Love. Now are you there, guys?
We're here,
Yeah, we're here. You've got a new trailer home, a new producer, a new record manager, and a couple of new girls.
That's right.
So how
we decided
that
to go for the big time, and here we are in Las Vegas, and we're so damn happy to be here, we never want to leave.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. I wish I was there myself, but we're in Fatsworth, Texas. We're broadcasting live from there this morning. So how does it feel to be so new that you're really hot?
I feel mindlessly happy about this, and I'm sure all the rest of the people in the band feel the same way.
And I've got a couple of men here this morning that want to ask you a few really in-depth questions. Maxwell John Hudson, our Australian correspondent, and Dr. William McCoy, our resident psychologist and psychiatrist.
Yeah, it's Maxwell J here. I'd just like to ask you, do you do any experimental synth music at all?
Synth? No, we don't do any kind of music like that. We just play rock and roll. You know what the kind of music is?
Yeah, I dig it.
Well, that's the sort of music we play, and we'll play a little number for you here.
Where do you get your wisdom from your lyrics, brother?
Well, what I usually do is I leave some cookies and milk outside the door when I go to bed at night. And when I come back in the morning, the cookies and the milk are gone and there's all these great lyrics there.
Yeah, I've used that system myself with a couple of ex-lovers. Now we'll swing into that track, I think. Let's hear it, Skylight Love.
Sign. Hitting the air, you lost that man. See the other side.
Yeah, baby, that was the big, big, big sound of Craven Fops live from the Howard Hughes Room in the Junes Casino in Las Vegas on satellite on the Star Spangled Breakfast Show, broadcast round the world by the Hyper Global Media Network.
And we'll be crossing back to your local satellites, Jason, for news broadcasts on the hour.
And remember, with part of us, this is a special American Independence Day edition of the Star Spangled Breakfast program. And in just one moment, we're crossing live to the piano bar at the New York Hilton. But, Carrie, I believe you've been there, girl.
Yeah, we've been down to the piano bar quite a bit for some freebies, as they're called in the industry. And we always get treated so nicely down there. Got no complaints.
Yeah, I hear they're beautiful people. Let's cross live to them now. Randy, Vince, and Louie.
Bob Whittle on WPHQ, taking the tree out of country. Brought to you by Falwell's Lumber Mill of Redneck County.
I'm Clem Tucker from Clem's Country Chicken, and after a hard day on the tractor, a man feels like a chicken. I can guarantee the freshness of my chickens because I personally cut the throats myself. Clem's Country Chicken, that's fresh from the hook country choke.
Clem's Country Chicken.
And remember the golden egg competition. If your chicken has a golden egg inside, just take it to one of the Golden Egg Redemption Centers where you'll receive one exactly the same, no charge.
It's that time again. Time to choose. Between the evil of easier living and the good of Christian life. We gotta protect America. Protect our way of life. And our way of life means choice. The voter must choose. You have to choose. You've got to choose me as your next mayor. Me, Ezekiel Wild. Zeke Wild for democracy. Zeke Wild for white rights. Zeke Wild for white justice. Zeke Wild for Zeke Wild. Zeke Wild. Zeke Wild. Zeke Wild.
And now it's over to Duke Kettle with Tuesday Tractor Talkback.
Howdy. I'm Duke Kettle, and this is Tuesday Tractor Talkback. Brought to you by L'Orange Luxury Lingerie, a putting a touch of smoothness to everybody's bottom. And without further ado, we'll take our first caller from Crapple Crap. How you doing, Bobby Jean?
Just fine. Well, my tractor's got magneto trouble.
Where are you keeping that tractor, Bob?
Well, the little woman, she won't let me keep it in the house, so I've got to keep it down the hogs pen.
Why don't you keep the little woman in the hog pen? That'll solve your magneto problem. Next caller. Hello, Milton, from Dead Dog Personai Roadhouse.
I'm thinking of installing a microwave oven in my tractor there, Duke. Can you help me with finding a power source, sir?
No, but I can tell you about LaRange Luxury Laundry. For those precious moments when you're alone on your tractor, LaRange Luxury Laundry, bringing you the fashion finery of Detroit, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. Hello, Hank Bodine from Rattlesnake County. What can I do ya for?
Well, my woman, she done gone and left me.
Well, Hank, I don't know what that's got to do with tractors.